Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Hey, man, it's Wednesday. We're excited about this band.
We got a full house.
Man, it doesn't get any better than this, man. They can bring a drum kit and everything.
Yeah, we got a little broken down drum kit. We got a snare and a hat, hi-hat?
Snare and a cymbal.
And we got the stand-up bass.
Got the stand-up bass.
Yeah, man.
One of my favorite instruments.
We're rolling here.
And a couple acoustic guitars, they're all singing. So it's 4/5 of the band, Trouble in the Wind. They're based out of Carlsbad. They're working on a new release right now called Hammer On, out July 20th. So just a few days here, a couple days. And then there will be an album release show in Oceanside on July 28th, next weekend. So we're going to talk to them all about it, but let's just get right into it with a live performance. This is a song that'll be on Hammer On. It's called Lone Starman. Whenever you guys are ready.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Welcome in.
Thank you.
Trouble in the Wind in the house, yeah. Live in studio. I close my eyes and I hear Bruce Springsteen.
Cool.
Dude, yeah. This is a good band. This is a blue-collar band. This is America right here.
Really great sound, you guys.
Yeah. Hey,
thank
that's
you very much.
Awesome.
So normally we have bands driving down from L.A. That's like 90% of our in studios, but
really?
You guys are coming north from Carlsbad.
Yeah.
Not a bad drive, right?
No, it's great.
Yeah,
it's
get
off and
drive.
Take the coast up. It's a beautiful place to come and stop, walk around.
Yeah, we put our feet in the water just down here.
Yeah, checked out the tide pools and stuff.
Yeah, awesome. That's, you got to do that before you go, man. You can't just come play and not go and play in the ocean.
No.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Trouble in the Wind. They just played a song that's, as of now, unreleased, but will be coming out on their full album, Hammer On, It's being released in just a couple days, July 20th. So that was called Lone Star Man. Really, really cool little song. It took me on a journey there.
What's the genesis of that song?
Well, I went out to Austin for a film festival that my sister had a movie in, and we had an awful time getting out there. It was right after some serious flooding, and right. So we almost missed the screening of her movie. We got there, and everything worked out, and afterwards we were relaxing at our hotel, just, you know, cooling off, and right. We got some beer and some pizza, and it was a Lone Star beer, and I just sort of started picking around on this travel guitar that I brought and drinking in.
Right.
And then it just kind of snowballed from there.
That's where the magic happens, man.
Yeah.
Pizza and beer.
Pizza and beer, dude.
So you guys have been releasing music since 2010-ish?
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you all meet?
We've got a couple EPs. We met, well, most of the guys here in Carlsbad grew up there and went to high school together. I met Trouble in the Wind myself around 2008, 2009, and I was playing drums in some bands around town, but I was a big fan of the band and was going to a lot of their shows.
Right.
And I felt that they needed my involvement.
Right, yeah.
I'd say that's true.
Step on up, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how I met, but ever since then, we've just been, you know.
It's a great chemistry, man. It's just a great chemistry here.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
That's the hardest thing to make happen. That was kind of part of what really drew me in with these guys. They were kind of like brothers to me, and we really got along. And there is a natural chemistry that we have.
Right.
And that's really, you can't fake that or force it with people, you know?
No. And it comes through in the sound. It absolutely comes through in the sound.
Cool.
Yeah, do you guys go acoustic often, or is this...
It's been about, we did a whole tour where we played like this, and we recorded an album called Shark Tour from that tour, but it's been a while, probably like 5 years since we've gone acoustic.
So next shows. Saturday, July 28th, you guys are going to be doing your album release show down in Oceanside at Sunshine Brooks Theater. So that's going to be full electric, full band?
Yep.
Well, right on.
All right. They're performing with the Foxtails.
Red Foxtails. Right?
Yeah, Red Foxtails.
The Red Foxtails.
Great surf instrumental band.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. That's next Saturday, July 28th. Yep. If you're just tuning in, Trouble in the Wind is in studio. We got Robbie, Trevor, Keith, and Larry. Where's Kyle?
Kyle had to step in and do some work at his job. He took the day off, but something happened, so he had to go in.
He's a hero. He's a worker's hero, man.
And it's a bummer because he'd probably be playing some accordion or banjo or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But well, we got to have Kyle next time.
Yeah, we'd like that. This is our second time coming up here and playing.
Well,
it's always fun.
We got to do it again soon, man.
Sweet. All right, well, we'd love to hear another tune if you guys are down.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what's this one called?
We'll do Touching Down now.
Also from the forthcoming release?
That's correct.
All right.
From
Trouble
on.
In the Wind, live at our Pearl Street studio.
than I was back then. Can you give me something more than just a chance to make it right?
Will you
believe it's someone who has never proved you right?
Can you
give me something more than just a chance to make it right?
Will you
believe in me? That's what I
Yeah.
That's, you know, it just gets better and better. Let's keep these guys here all day, man. So when you take a stand-up bass,
sure,
anywhere, I mean, that's got to be a travel pro. What kind of you obviously have to travel in a van.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a nice rusty old van down there. Yeah. It fits perfectly.
All right. And trouble through airports, I guess you have to lease a bass somewhere else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Rent, borrow, or beg.
Yeah. You know what? We have this guitar shop in North Laguna, and I was in there the other day, and this dude was like, he detached the neck from the stand-up bass, and he was creating like this travel stand-up. Yeah. Have you seen that?
I think his name is Jason. I think he moved from another shop.
He said he kind of like invented it. His thing.
Wow.
I'm afraid to take the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. As you should be. As you should be.
Yeah, interesting.
So what about that song? How did that song come up, man?
That one took a while. It's kind of two songs combined.
Right.
And I sort of pieced them together. And then with this album coming up, Hammer On, I started experimenting more with the group dynamic. Larry and Keith obviously can do some great harmonies over
Nailed
there.
Nailed them.
So, yeah, it's, you know, I started trying to work out parts for all of us, you know, to make it more of a group thing. And you can see that and hear the synergy there. It's something that we work on a lot. So that song specifically was kind of the nexus of that for me. It was like taking it to the next level as far as our group thing goes, you know.
Yeah, beautifully arranged and wonderfully written, man. That was just a great tune.
Thank you.
Sharing the vocal burden on the chorus. That was
it's just giving them more work. Yeah. That's
no, it came across beautifully. You guys definitely are dialed in there. So if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Trouble in the Wind, a band out of Carlsbad. They're stripped down acoustic right now, but you can catch them full band electric next Saturday, July 28th at Sunshine Brooks Theater in Oceanside. And that's going to be to celebrate your album that's coming out
on
this,
the 20th.
This weekend.
Yeah, yeah, Hammer
yeah.
On.
Yeah.
And what does Hammer On mean to you? Is that like a reference to hammer-ons and pull-offs with guitar?
It's a bit of a double entendre, if you will. There's that, but also it's a bit of the ethos of the band, which means we're going to carry on and keep rocking on and doing our sound.
Right on.
Hammer against anvil, man. That's what these guys are. Yep. Right on.
I actually need to borrow a hammer.
Now, you won a couple of awards for a couple of previous tunes, right? Pineapple Moon?
Yeah.
And Lefty?
Yeah. Oh,
these are award winners, dude. Award winners.
Wow.
We snuck a couple out of the San Diego Music Awards past couple of years, so.
Right on.
Very.
I see a lot more in the future, dude. I see a lot more.
Thanks.
A lot more awards in the
Thank
future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
What's the San Diego music scene like?
It's pretty eclectic for San Diego, I'd say. We're from North County. We have a lot of different music up there. And, you know, we have a music festival in Carlsbad. Carlsbad's music festival. You get to see all kinds of music up there around. And then you go down into the city, and there's even more, a lot of good jazz. And there's a lot of good acoustic music, jazz.
Yeah.
San Diego doesn't get the credit that it deserves for the entertainment in general, for great entertainment.
We live in the shadow of L.A., so, you know, but I don't know. That's kind of cool because it breeds our own thing down here, you know.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'd love to hear one more if you got it in you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll do a song called Man Can Give, also off of the upcoming album, Hammer On. The world. away with a look in the eye. I can tell it's time to go home. I'll give you all a man can give. I'll give you all a man can give. But I wonder what that's worth. They're broken and born, and they're rolling to shore like the ones just before. I'll give you all.
You know, we got a house full of great musicians here is what we got, man.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to Trouble in the Wind live in studio. And for a minute, I thought we had a steel guitar rolling in here.
Yeah,
usually
Keith,
we do.
That was really nice.
Oh,
you made it sound amazing. Now, by the way, that was an acoustic guitar that sounded just like a steel guitar for me.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Nice, Martin.
Yeah.
We got to talk. You got to show me how to do that.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
You can see we have a lot of fun. And thank you for having us and letting us do this up here. This is a really fun experience for us, too.
This is great for us.
Thank you guys for being here early for setup. just really straight up gentlemen, you know.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you back. Can't wait to have you back.
There's no egos in this group.
No.
I dig it.
No.
You guys are all, you know.
And let's not forget, Kyle's a hero at work. So let's not forget Kyle.
Kyle's the one with the ego.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Kyle were here, he would just suck all the attention out of the room.
Oh my God, yeah.
So when you come back, and that's going to be soon, let's bring him back with us. And
we'd love to do the whole thing. Absolutely.
Right on. So one more time, let's let everyone know where they can see you live next. It's going to be next weekend, Sunshine Brooks Theater.
In Oceanside. You can buy tickets at troubleinthewind.com on our official website.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot of fun stuff there, some goodies on sale that you can't get anywhere else. The record comes out Friday, July 20th.
Make sure you're all over that, people.
Yes, you can order it online, download it, go to your favorite record shop and get
it. Vinyl and CD.
Vinyl and CD.
Right on.
Nice.
Right on.
And we'll be doing some tour dates in August and September, probably October as well.
Yeah.
In the area. Right. So we'll be announcing those pretty
soon. So troubleinthewind.com is the place to follow you guys.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Right on.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys made our morning.
Great. Our pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Cool.
KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. If you missed any part of that live session, we'll post the full podcast up at KX93.5.com later this afternoon.
You'll want to catch it, man. You'll want to catch it.